NBC presents the First Nighter program, starring Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule. Theater time, Broadway. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, a new play makes its debut at the famous Little Theater of Times Square. We're about to attend one of the most exciting events on the Great White Way, a premiere. And here waiting to greet us is our host for the evening, the genial First Nighter.
Good evening. Nice to have you back. Tonight promises to be a gala occasion, so let's not miss any of the excitement. My cab is waiting. Won't you step in? All right, driver, to the Little Theater. Up Broadway, into traffic jams, across 42nd Street, into the heart of Theaterland. There ahead is the Little Theater off Times Square. Well, here we are.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seat.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's certainly a gay scene inside the theater tonight. It'll be time for first curtain in a moment, so let me tell you about the play. It's a sparkling comedy called Refresher Course, written by Virginia Safford Lynn and co-starring Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule. Miss Luddy plays the part of Chotsey, a heretofore normal wife. Mr. Soule is cast as that hardy perennial, a bewildered husband. In the all-star cast are Richard Beals playing Nabby, the 8-year-old son, Jim Backus as the man next door, Bob Jellison as the milkman, and Larry Dobkin as the salesman. There's the signal for first curtain. The house lights are out, and here's the play.
More toast, Barney? Barney, I said more toast.
No, thanks.
You're getting your newspaper and your coffee.
Mm.
Nebby, more toast?
Can I have more jam on it, Mom?
No more jam.
Oh, stun.
Oh, what?
Son, that's nuts spilled backwards.
Nabby, eat your senorp.
Senorp?
Yeah, that's prune spelled backwards. By the way, Nabby, how's school?
Oh, just like last year. It's so blame dumb.
Yeah, lots of things are dumb.
Yeah, aren't they, though? Dad, don't you wish lots of times you were back in Korea?
Yeah. Well, I don't exactly lie awake night sobbing into my pillow.
Gee, you don't?
Mm. Finish your breakfast, Nabby. Barney, can you think of anything you'd like for dinner?
That'd be fine.
Barney, you didn't hear a word I said.
Well, sure I did. What'd you say? Oh, great, Scott, look at the time. Come on, hurry up, Nabby, or I won't have time to drop you off at school.
Oh, where are your books, Nabby? Have you got your lunch?
Come on, Nabby, get a move on.
I'm coming. Bye, Ma.
Bye. Goodbye, Barney.
What?
I said goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Oh, well. Oh, dear. He didn't even remember to kiss me goodbye. Oh.
Hey, Barney.
Oh, just a minute, Peter.
Oh, hello, Chotsey. Has Barney left?
Well, if you'd come around the front way, you'd have caught him, Peter.
Oh, well, it wasn't important. Is that coffee I smell?
Uh-huh. Would you like some?
Well, of course I'd like some. Pour me a cup while you tell me what you were weeping about.
I haven't been weeping.
Oh, Chotsey, you can tell Uncle Peter all about it.
But there isn't anything to tell. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. No cream or sugar, please.
When we were first married, he always kissed me goodbye. He could hardly tear himself away to the office. And every evening, he wanted to go wherever I wanted to go. I used to get all worn out trying to think of places to go. Oh, it was so romantic.
Yeah, and now?
Now he doesn't notice me any more than if I were this coffee pot.
Well, he'd probably notice even that coffee pot if it boiled over.
You mean I should blow my lid?
Oh, no. It's nothing to get excited about. The only trouble is that you both bogged down. Now, what you need is, sort of a refresher course.
What do you mean?
Well, to be brutal, have you tried looking in the mirror lately?
Well, yes.
Well, now, here. You go over to the mirror and take a real good gander at yourself. Okay. Now look.
All right. Oh. Oh, no.
Pardon me for pointing.
It must be the light.
When did you last have a permit?
Well,
and when did you last have a new dress?
But, Peter, I...
No wonder Barney hides behind the morning paper.
Oh, he doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, come, sure he does. He's just settled down before his time, that's all, and so have you. Now, come on, you get your hat.
But, Peter...
You've got a hat, haven't
well,
you?
Well, of course I have, but where am I going
in? The best beauty shop in town, next to the swankiest dress shops and the silliest hat shops. You're buying out the town, my girl. With Barney's money, of course.
But Peter,
come on, Galatea. Pygmalion is going to work.
Hey, Dad, wait a second.
Where? For a minute, I thought it was Joe DiMaggio. Who won?
All the other guys. I was catching.
Why do they keep letting you catch?
I own the mitt.
Oh. All right. Come on, scrape off some of home plate and get ready for dinner.
Gee, I'm hungry. Hey, Mom, I'm hungry.
We're home, Chatsy. Chatsy?
Hey, where's Mom? Why isn't dinner cooking?
Well, this is a fine thing.
Oh, there's the front door. Hey, Mom! Hey, Mom, where'd you... Well, hey.
Hello, Nabby.
Well, we were beginning to wonder what... Well, for Pete's sake.
Well, good grief, what's the matter? Haven't you ever seen me before?
I don't think we have.
Gee. Hey, Mom, are you going into the movies?
Why are you both acting so silly?
Well, but, Chatsy, what have you done to yourself?
Oh, that. I suppose it's the new hairdo.
Well, it's certainly the new something.
Say, what's in all the boxes?
Oh, just a few dozen things I needed.
Well...
What's the matter? Is something wrong?
Well, if it is, it doesn't show. Nabby, is this glamour gal anyone we know?
Search me. Golly, no wonder dinner wasn't ready.
Dinner? Oh, I forgot all about it, you poor starving thing.
Oh, that's all right. After all, what's dinner? Just food, that's all.
Well, we'll go right out and have dinner somewhere.
Out?
Yes, just as soon as I run upstairs and change into a dinner dress.
Well, what's the matter with that thing you've got on? Oh,
darling, this is an afternoon dress.
Did it set me back as much as I know it must have?
I forgot to ask the price. I'll be down in just a second, boy.
Golly. Oh, say, Dad, maybe I better wear my good T-shirt.
What?
Oh, gee, Dad, don't take it so hard. These things happen in the movies all the time.
Yeah, but how did they get into our house?
Yeah, that's what I say. Who's the man?
All of a sudden, why should she... Who's the what?
There's always a guy back of it, Dad.
For heaven's sake, what are you talking about?
It happened in the movie just last night. The dame got to looking like an old frump.
Just a minute, young man. Your mother is not a dame, and she is not an old frump.
Well, yeah. Anyway, this lady went off her nut about some guy, and he kept wanting her to fly with him. I guess he had an airplane.
For Pete's sake, get those weird ideas out of your head, Nabby. Your mother wouldn't even look at anyone.
Yep, that's what the poor old husband thought.
Nabby? Now, you stop that this minute.
Yes, sir. But just the same, it looks pretty bad.
It looks nothing of the kind.
Then what made Mom get all dolled up all of a sudden?
Why, simply because... golly, it does look kind of... kind of odd, doesn't it?
And the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Vincent Pelletier with an important message.
Greater happiness for more people. That's the result of many decades of proving that the American economic system is the best system in the world. Here in America, each of us is free to work in the place and calling of his own choice. No man can tell us what job we must do. We are free to bargain collectively. We are free to contract about our own affairs, to own property, to start an enterprise, and to profit from our own inventiveness. This is progress. The progress of a free people under a system which ensures the perpetuation of freedom. So let's all boost the American economic system and try to improve it even further. Remember, the better we produce, the better we live.
Curtain. Second. Curtain.
The first nighters are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dimmed, and here's the second act of Refresher Course.
No,
stun. I mean, ouch. Doggone it.
Hey, is breakfast ready? Say, Dad, what are you doing?
Oh, I just burned my finger clear off up to the elbow, that's all.
Oh, gee, that's all right, Dad. I didn't want any oatmeal anyway. Where's Mom?
Your mother is making herself glamorous. Sit down and don't argue.
Yes, sir.
By the way, Nabby, that movie you were telling me about, The Wife and This Other Man, how did that turn out?
Well, Sammy Page and I got to wrestling under the seats, and I missed the end.
Is the picture still playing at the Bijou?
Gee, I don't know. Say, you could meet me after school, and we could go see if it's still there, huh?
Certainly not. Eat your breakfast.
Oh, yes, sir. Have you figured out who the man is yet, Dad?
Now, listen, Barnaby. You're to forget all this nonsense. Your mother would never look at another man. Anyway, she doesn't know any other man.
Well, in this movie, the guy kept disguising himself as a vacuum cleaner salesman.
Never mind, Barnaby. I told you to forget this nonsense.
Yes, sir. But you know, Dad, sometimes when a wife gets kind of fed up with an old broken-down husband, she...
I am not an old broken-down husband.
I'll go to the door.
You eat your breakfast.
Well, well, good morning. Oh, pardon me, I was expecting the lady of the house.
Oh, you were?
Yes, yes. I represent the Jolly Jiffy Vacuum Cleaner Company. I have an attachment here that might interest you.
Whatever attachment you have here doesn't interest me in the least.
How was that, sir?
Good morning. Who does he think he is, anyway? And just who is he, anyway?
Who was it, Dad?
Nobody. Drink your milk.
The milkman!
Just a minute.
Well, and how's my... Oh, I was expecting your wife.
Oh, you too, huh?
Do you know what she wants today?
I apparently don't know what she wants any day.
Well, I'll just leave the usual.
You, come around here every morning, hmm?
That's right. Sometimes I come back on my afternoon.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah. Nice morning, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, exceedingly nice.
Say, Dad, do you suppose...
Never mind, eat your toast.
Good morning, darling.
Mom, where have you... Say, get a load of Mom. Wow!
Well, wow, indeed.
What do you call that, Mom? A nickel G?
Just a house coat, dear. I had no idea I was taking so long. You'll be awfully late to the office, Barney.
As a matter of fact, I'm not going downtown this morning.
You're not going down to the office?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, goody, can I stay home from school?
No, and eat your breakfast.
I ate my breakfast.
That's no excuse. By the way, Chotsey, the milkman was here. Among others.
Oh, dear, I wanted to see him. Well, maybe I can catch him this afternoon.
Oh? You know, on second thought, I don't believe I'll go to the office at all today.
Why, Barney, don't you feel well?
I feel fine for an old broken-down husband.
They went and changed the bill.
It's all right, Nabby. Doesn't matter in the least. I had no desire to see the picture you told me about. I enjoyed the pictures we saw. All three of them.
Those were sure keen murders, weren't they? Did you suspect that it was the old family friend next door all the time?
No, no. He seemed like a rather nice chap.
Well, I'll tell you,
Now, Nabby, we're forgetting all this. We've just built it up out of nothing, and it's just a lot of nonsense.
Yes, sir.
Now, come on, get in the car, and let's go home. And see what your mother's up to now.
Peter, I can hardly believe it.
Well, didn't I tell you it would work?
I know, but I never dreamed he'd stay home from the office the very first day.
Well, listen, you'd better not overdo this glamour stuff. He might give up his work altogether.
Oh, Peter. Why, Barney.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, hello, Big Barnaby and Little Barnaby.
How was the movie, Nabby? Oh, keen.
Yeah, we suspected everybody from the butler to the... Hmm. It never occurred to us it was the old family friend next door all the time. Come over to see me about anything in particular, Peter?
Oh, I didn't come over to see you at all. I brought over the hat box that you're
beautiful wife left in my car yesterday.
Oh. Oh!
Put it on, Chotsy, and let's see if it looks as oomph as it did in the shop.
Oh?
All right, now, just a minute. I have to get it on just right or just wrong. Okay. Ta-da!
Barney? Nabby? Don't tell me that I haven't got good taste.
It's never occurred to me that our tastes were so similar.
Yeah, well, perhaps I'd better run along.
Yes, perhaps you'd better.
Barney. Goodbye, Peter.
So long. Be seeing you.
No doubt.
Thanks for everything, Peter.
Oh, it was really nothing.
Well, I'd better get busy.
Seems to me you've already had quite a full day.
Oh, well, I haven't done anything.
Oh, yeah? Or rather, oh, no?
You both had better get washed up.
Gee, if you'll excuse the expression, Dad, it kind of looks as if we're already washed up.
Is your newspaper interesting?
Hmm? Oh, yes, very. Don't you want to read a book or something?
With all the things I know, I could write a book.
Well, you don't want to just sit and look at me all evening, do you?
Oh, pardon me. I hadn't realized that
hey,
I was...
Hey, Dad. Oh, good evening, Mom. Hey, Dad, can I talk to you a minute, please?
Certainly. I'm available at any time. Excuse us, Chotsy.
He's already had his allowance for this week, Barney.
Nabby, did you find that movie?
No, but we don't need it now, Dad. The one I just saw has all the dough. It was a deal where the poor old broken-down husband...
Stop saying that!
Yes, sir. Well, this wife, see, was tired of him, he thought. So he tested her. He said he was leaving her.
Oh, he did, huh?
And then the wife falls down on her knees, and with tears streaming down her puss, begs him to stay. No, no, do not go, Herschel, for it is you I love. And everything's swell, see?
Okay, now get up off your knees, Nabby.
Are you going to try again?
Certainly not. You think I'm crazy? And from now on, you're to forget about this whole thing, you understand?
Yes, sir.
It's still just wonderful, Peter. He just sits and stares at me.
I guess I know a thing or two.
Oh, you're marvelous. In fact, I could simply hug you.
Well, what's holding you back?
Just for that, I will. Why, Barney, are you home?
Well, hello there, Barnaby. I forgot my cowbell. Bell? Oh, say yes, it did look bad, didn't it? Oh, well, think nothing of it, pal. That's nothing to the rest of the stuff that we've been putting over on you.
That's what you think.
Well, I better be running along.
Yes, much better.
Barney. Goodbye, Peter.
So long.
Barney, is anything the matter? You're acting so funny.
Chotsy, I have news. I am leaving.
Oh, where are you going, dear? Down the corner?
I mean, I'm leaving you. I'm moving out. I'm going away. I'm getting out of your life forever.
Barney, you're joking. Aren't you?
It's the way things will have to be.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean, I am going.
But what's the matter? You have to have a reason. You can't just...
Must I explain the reason?
No, you needn't. It's very obvious. It's been obvious for a long time.
Long time?
Very well, if that's the way you feel, very well.
Very well.
Go on, go ahead and leave.
Go ahead.
It's perfectly all right with me, and don't let me detain you.
Now, let's not be hasty about this.
I'm sick and tired of all this. I'm all fed up. You're the meanest, most unreasonable person I ever saw.
But, Chotsy.
Don't you ever dare say another word.
But, Chotsy, listen. Chotsy? Well, for Pete's sake, it wasn't supposed to turn out that way.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs or in the outer lobby, please.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, once more, Vincent Pelletier.
There's more wonderful entertainment in store for you all evening long right here on NBC, friends. Hear Burgess Meredith, Boris Karloff, and Margaret Phillips co-starring in the Theater Guild on the Air production of The Sea Wolf. And later this evening, you'll want to hear a special program in honor of the 20th anniversary of One Man's Family. Yes, tonight on this special program, you'll hear Mr. and Mrs. Bob Hope and their four children, Phil Harris and Alice Faye with their two lovely daughters coming over after their show, Judy Canova with her daughter, Mr. and Mrs. Ralph Edwards and their son and two daughters, and Frank Lovejoy and his wife Joan Banks with their two children. All of these NBC stars and their families will be helping one man's family to celebrate their 20th anniversary tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Thank you.
Last
night. First nighters are all in their seats ready for the last act, and there goes the curtain.
Well, hello there, Nabby.
Sir, I have come to talk to you, if you'll excuse the expression, as man to man.
Oh, yeah, well, in that case, you'd better come in. Oh,
thank you very much, sir.
Do we sit down, sir?
No, I guess I'll just stand up, Uncle Peter, thanks. Sir, I have come on my bended knees to ask you not to bust up a little child's home.
What little child?
Me.
Oh, wait a minute, how was that again?
Maybe you don't know that all is discovered.
All is what?
We know all.
Oh, you do? Well, all what?
How Mom got all dolled up because she was keen on you.
Oh, that. Well, yes, we thought... Oh, wait a minute. Keen on me?
Who else?
Oh, now, listen, Abby. I was the one who suggested that she is... Well, in fact, it was the only... Good heavens. You mean she did it to please me?
Sure. Didn't she?
But I know, but... How could she be so interested in me?
Search me. Well, I just dropped in to appeal to your better self. I gotta beat it now.
No, wait.
I gotta go, Uncle Peter. Go on.
But, Nabby, this is... Well, I'll be blasted. This is the most amazing. I wonder if I need a shave first.
Peter, what's the matter with you?
Now, Chauncey, don't draw away.
Well, why are you acting this way?
Chauncey, we can't deny this thing.
What thing? Peter, is that cologne that you simply reek of?
Yeah, it's called Come and Get Me. Now, look, Chauncey, you've got to listen to how I feel about you.
You better listen to how I feel about you right now.
Oh, Chauncey, dear.
And don't Chauncey dear me.
But, Chauncey.
Oh, don't you realize what you've done?
But, Chauncey, I couldn't help it. I didn't know you cared.
Well, of course I cared.
Well, I'll be blasted. Oh, Chauncey, darling.
Now, you stop that. The whole thing's your fault.
Well, I just didn't realize I was so attractive.
You've ruined my entire life. That's what you ruined.
Well.
Oh.
You have the most annoying habit of sneaking up on people. Pardon me. Perhaps I should have my entrance into my own home announced with a police siren?
But Bonnie, what are you doing home in the middle of the afternoon?
It's Saturday afternoon, and I had nowhere else to go. And don't change the subject. Let's get back to the part about Peter ruining your life. Let's have a nice long chat about that, shall we?
Hmm? Well, now, Barney, listen.
Now, you look here, Barney. It was just...
Oh, I'll answer the phone.
I'll answer the phone.
Why don't we all answer the phone in chorus?
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Where are you? And stop doing whatever you're doing.
Hey, I found that movie, the one I didn't know how it turned out.
I'm not at all interested in what
happened. Listen, I'm phoning from the lobby. Here's what's happened so far.
That makes no difference.
Listen carefully, Dad. This is very secret stuff.
Yeah?
Here's what the old broken-down husband did.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what he did.
Oh, he did, huh?
You'll be trying it out while I get back to my seat and see how it ends.
Now, we'll have no more of this. Hello? Hello? Oh, for Pete's sake.
What was that, Barney?
Oh, just a
business advisor of mine.
Now, where were we?
Look, let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah, let's. I seem to be walking around on them barefoot.
Barney, listen, it was...
Peter, my friend.
Hey, what are you shaking hands with me for?
Just to wish you all the best and... Be good to her, old man, won't you?
Good to her, old man?
Yes.
Be good to little Chauncey here.
Barney, well, what do you mean?
Well, good heavens, you sound as if you were making me a present of her.
I have no other choice, old fellow. Well, I'll go upstairs and get my little suitcase.
But, Barney, wait.
But, Barney, listen. But, Gray, I didn't mean that... I mean... Oh, for the love of heaven, what have I got myself into anyway?
It isn't his fault. It's all your fault.
It is not my fault.
It is too.
Here I come again, folks.
Barney, listen.
Look, Barney.
Just it's... on my way out and stop to say goodbye. Good luck, and I hope you'll both be very happy.
But, Barney,
listen,
I...
Listen, Barney, don't.
Goodbye, all. Hey, why aren't you at the movies attending to business?
Gee, I couldn't phone again, Dad, because I didn't have any more dough. Golly, I had to run all the way home. Did it work, Dad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, worked me right out into the street with a suitcase.
Say, that's just what happened in the picture.
You mean it didn't have a happy ending after all?
Oh, yeah. The poor old broken-down husband went out and got hit by a train.
Oh, how jolly.
Dad, it made the wife sorry and everything was swell.
Now, listen, if you think I'm going out and find a train and get... In fact,
Dad, you got an idea?
Yeah, I've got an idea. Stand back, Nabby.
Why?
Just stand back now.
Dad, what are you going to do? Dad, what are you doing?
Hey, look out!
Dad! Barney, Barney, what is it?
Hey, what happened?
Oh, Barney, speak to me.
Hello, Chassie.
Barney, are you all right?
Of course I'm all right. Why get so excited? I merely dropped my suitcase quite by accident in front of a passing car, that's all.
Now, what is the big idea? Are you crazy or something?
Sorry. Perfectly all right. My fault. Think nothing of it.
Yeah, well, next time you look what you're doing, Bub.
Boy, it sure wrecked your suitcase up, King Dad.
Yeah, there's not much.
Hey, wait a minute. Look here. This suitcase didn't have anything in it. It was empty. Well, my gracious, how absent-minded can you be?
Barney, you weren't really leaving at all.
Why, certainly I wasn't leaving. What do you take me for?
Oh, I'll be blasted.
Oh, Barney, I was so scared. Oh, Barney.
Why, Chotsy, you do love me.
Well, what did you think was the matter with me?
We just thought you were nuts, Mom.
It was all Peter's fault. He said I'd let myself get into a dowdy rut. So I tried to make myself beautiful for you, Barney.
For me? Golly, I never thought of that.
Well, Peter thinks that sometimes married people need sort of a refresher course.
Oh, he does he? Yeah, well, I guess I'd better be running along home now.
Yes, I guess you'd better.
Well, bye now.
That'll teach you to meddle in other people's affairs.
Want to bet?
Oh, Barney, dear.
Chotsy, darling.
Oh, stunned folks, not out here on the street.
Oh, excuse us, Nabby. Come on into the house, precious.
Honey.
Oh, that mush stuff. I'm going back to Hopalong Cassidy. I bet you I've aged 10 years.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, the premier performance of what looks like a new hit play on the Great Wide Way at the Little Theater off Times Square. Miss Lovey and Mr. Chalet are taking bows. They've brought out Jim Backus from the wings, and the audience is giving them a great ovation. We hope you'll join us again and bring your friends to hear a tense drama about a girl and a prizefighter called Payoff. It's one of the most exciting plays of the season. I'll count on seeing you next week at this same time. And now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Nighter.
Thank you. Good night.
The First Nighter program starring Olin Soule and Barbara Luddy is a copyrighted radio feature produced and directed by Joseph Ainley. Tonight's play was pure fiction and did not refer to real people or actual events. The First Nighter program is a Frank Cooper Associates production. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.